DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I mean, I really am. Despite what anybody might tell you otherwise, I really am glad to have you with me. Let's get the rules of engagement out of the way real quickly. You ought to, you know, memorize these right now so I don't have to do them forever. So the rules of engagement are pretty simple. First and foremost, if you want to text the program, it's real easy to do. You just text the word Mike or Michael and your message to this number, 33103. If you would like to, and I don't know why you wouldn't, but if you would like to, for example, follow me on social media. I'll give you an example of why you might want to follow me on social media. In fact, Damien, you might want to look at this for a good laugh. So on Instagram, if you want to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, you simply go to michaelsweekendshow.com. I just changed the URL to make it easier to remember. michaelsweekendshow.com. And that'll take you straight to the page where there is an interactive map to show you all the affiliates, the time that the show airs, all of that. And you can also find, if you go through and you click through, you'll find places where all the social media icons are. And you can follow me on all those, on those social media platforms. And the reason I would encourage you to do so, if you've ever wondered or you know, I know that people develop in their minds because radio is theater of the mind, right? So if you've never met me in person or you've never gone online and looked at, at one of the PR photos of me or something, you might not have any idea, like, you know, well, what this kid looked like when he was, 16 or 17 years old. So on Instagram, they have what's called Throwback Thursday, hashtag TBT. So I'm scrolling through my photos trying to find a funny or interesting photo to put up on my Instagram page, which, by the way, is at Michael D. Brown. And I find a picture of me in I don't know what I'm going to. I must be going to some school function where you had to wear a coat and tie. So there's a picture of me on Instagram at Michael D. Brown. If you want to see what I looked like when I was, I don't know, maybe 16, 17 years old, it's freaking hilarious. And I'm just... I am man enough to laugh at myself. So if you'd like to laugh at me too, then go to michaelsweekendshow.com, click through, find Instagram, or just go straight to Instagram and look at that. So that's where you find out all the stuff about the show. The podcast can be there if you don't have to download a podcast anywhere else, which, most people can, but the podcast is there. You can stream us live there. You can do all that sort of stuff. So let's get started because I got a lot to talk about. I can't get over that picture. I'm still laughing about it. There was a poll out. Now we are, I forget how we're 19, 18, whatever we are now from the midterm elections. November 8. November 8 is, I think, going to surprise an awful lot of people. The folks that I still talk to in D.C., the people that I know that are still involved at fairly, I wouldn't say fairly, I said very high levels of government. Some senators, some congressmen, some people that work in the White House. Yeah, I even know some Democrats that work in the White House. And particularly the political operatives, I will call them. The consulting class, the other groups of people that run around Washington, D.C. all the time, trying to make money off candidates and stuff. I know a lot of those goobers, too. And they're telling me that the internal polling that a lot of Republicans have that they won't share with the public indicates that even though the public polling that's put out by, for example, I'm getting ready to give you a New York Times Siena poll. The New York Times does polling. The Wall Street Journal and NBC combine to do polling. Fox News does polling. All, you know, everybody and their dog's got a poll out there somewhere. Well, the internal polls that are paid for by the candidates or by the parties to do hardcore, legitimate polling show that, for example, in Colorado, we have a Senate race going on between a moderate Republican, Joe O'Day, and a very liberal senator, Michael Bennett, who I call the accidental senator because he just became a senator by accident. I'll tell you that story someday. The public polling shows that Michael Bennett is ahead by about 4 percentage points, which is within the margin of error. Well, that's what these national polls will do because they don't want you to think that Joe O'Day, for example, in Colorado, might actually be ahead. But the internal polling shows that the unaffiliated voters in Colorado, the independent voters that are predominantly, I would say, on the left side of the political spectrum, are breaking for Joe O'Day, and that the internal polling shows that Joe O'Day is actually ahead. That is happening from what I'm hearing from the political consultant class that I talk to. That's happening all over the country. But the major polling firms don't want to tell you that. Now, the closer we get, mark my words, the closer we get to November 8th, when ballots actually start getting counted, then these polls will start quickly and rapidly and furiously revising their results because they don't want to look like idiots when they predict that someone's going to lose an election by 4 or 5 points when indeed they're going to win by 4 or 5 points. I mean, that's an 8-10 point spread. So the outward polls, the public polls, will start to tighten up even more so. But the internal polling shows that there's probably a red wave coming. No question that the Republicans will take control of the House. And on the Senate side, it's beginning to look like more than just a majority, more than just a 1 or 2 vote majority, but it might be actually 5, 6, or 7 Senate seats. So let's get back to this New York Times Siena poll. Because I think this poll is a part of the larger problem that's going on in the country that the mainstream media, the cabal, now remember, here's how I define the cabal. The cabal is this unholy alliance between the dominant media, that would be the cable news channels and the networks, and then major newspapers like the Los Angeles Times, the New York Times, the Houston Chronicle, the Dallas Morning News, the Boston Herald, a lot of these newspapers. I'll even throw in Denver Post, even though the Denver Post is turning into a 4-page rag. That's the dominant media. And then you have the tech giants. You have Facebook and Twitter. And even among the tech giants, you also have major web online presences, like the Daily Beast, for example. There's no print version of the Daily Beast, but online, they carry a lot of weight. So you've got unholy alliance of the dominant media, the tech giants, and the ruling elite. All of them ought to be scared about what this New York Times Siena poll says. Because the respondents were asked if they thought, and how many times have we heard this? So-and-so is a threat to democracy. Michael Brown is a threat to democracy. Candidate X is a threat to democracy. Everything's a threat to democracy. And it's not just Democrats, and it's not just liberals. You know, Republicans do the same thing. This is a threat to democracy. Well, so these respondents to this New York Times poll were asked if they thought democracy was under threat. And if so, what was the biggest threat? Now, I want you to think for just a moment in your minds, what do you think is, if a pollster called you right now, ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, may I speak to Mr. Goober, please, or Mrs. Goober? Mrs. Goober gets on the line. Mrs. Goober? This is the weekend posting organization, and we would like to ask you a simple question. Are you willing to answer some questions?
Sir, I'd love to answer your questions.
Do you believe that democracy is under threat, yes or no? And if you do believe, what do you believe is the biggest threat to democracy? Could you answer that for, you know, the weekend or polling organization? Why, I would be happy to. Do you know what the majority of both right, left, and center agree is the biggest threat to democracy? Mainstream media, or as I call it, the dominant media. 59% of respondents believe that the mainstream media is the major threat, and only 25% think that the media is a minor threat. Now, in my mind, that's not hard to imagine. I don't know about you, but for me, that's not hard. I'm surprised? No, I'm not surprised. What I am surprised about is that the New York Times Siena poll, which is actually part of that dominant media, has done a poll, and they are like, oh, crap, look at these results. All these people we talk to think that we're part of the problem. Now, you and I know that's not hard to imagine. If you're a conservative, your distrust of the mainstream media is grounded, rightfully so, in a decades-long descent into lying and actually colluding with the Democrat Party. Then there's Crossfire Hurricane. All of that Russia investigation. The Steele dossier, which we find out is a complete fabrication that nobody in the mainstream media ever even questioned. But rather, what they do, they just went out and peddled that as incontrovertible truth, solely to gain ratings by doing what? By going after Donald Trump. Now, for those of you that might be listening, which would be a surprise to me, but those of you that might be listening that are on the other side, the left side of the political spectrum, you might find that difficult to believe because, well, it's Donald Trump, and, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, orange man bad. Wait a minute. That wasn't the question. The question is not about Donald Trump. The question is, what do you believe is the greatest threat to democracy? And the answer is, by almost two-thirds, 59%, not quite 66, but high enough that it ought to be shocking to them, is that the mainstream media lies to them. And Crossfire Hurricane, that Russian investigation conducted by Bob Mueller, former director of the FBI, and quite frankly, a friend of mine. And they knew the Steele dossier. They knew from the beginning the Steele dossier. That was the one that contained all of the P tapes. You know, Donald Trump went with a bunch of hookers to Moscow, and he had the hookers, you know, pee on the bed because, well, that's because Barack Obama stayed in that suite one time. I mean, first of all, it sounds absurd on its face. Turns out to be not true at all. Completely made up. Another perfect example of the media feeding the country a narrative instead of just telling us objectively the truth would be the George Floyd riots, also known as the Summer of Rage. Now, there's a documentary out right now by Candace Owens, the young black conservative. In her documentary, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, calls out the media for feeding the lie that allowed Black Lives Matter to actually extort dollars from white America by using black emotion and black pain, which is what the media does. There is actual suffering in the black community. There's actual pain in the black community. There are actual serious problems in the black community. That doesn't mean you ought to go out there and exploit them. You ought to try to figure out a way to actually, here's what you ought to be doing, is going out and trying to figure a way to help them. Hey, before we take a break, I just want to say that if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun or a firearm, then I want you to learn about Hero's non-lethal products. Hero is the maker of award-winning Hero 2020. That's a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder that explodes on impact, covering the attacker, causing intense pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. Now, all these Hero products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And right now, Hero2020.com has a new product. It's called Arrow. It looks like a small remote control, but it shoots a thick red sticky pepper gel that creates intense burning sensation on any skin contact. Arrow also includes a 120 decibel alarm that alerts other people for help. Now, both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I carry one, my wife carries one, and I want you to carry one too. Get one today for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, or anyone who needs extra protection. Do this. Go to this website, hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Put in coupon code Brown, my last name, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty on a Bash, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traders think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. The word Michael in your message to 33103. Also go to michaelsweekendshow.com for everything else. So back to this poll, because there's a tectonic shift taking. We go through these different phases in this republic, and they're called, we have these waves. And you go through these election periods where there is a tectonic shift in political thinking, because one party or the other goes way too extreme. And that's when the guardrails of the Constitution come into play, and the people who are able to, that are legitimately voting, that are actual citizens of this country, who have registered properly and voting in the right precincts and not trying to commit election fraud, and they see what's going on. And sometimes that is what's going on. I want to be objective here for a second. Michael Brown's going to be objective. Seriously, I want you to think about something. Sometimes things can be going horribly wrong that may not be the fault of one party or another. We might be dragged into a world war. Now, you might argue, well, that's the fault of the party in power, but that's not always the case. Was it FDR's fault that, well, maybe that's not a good example, because people argue that FDR had intelligence that knew that there might be an attack. But setting that aside for a moment, can you blame FDR that once Japanese actually attack American soil, destroy virtually, you know, most of our Navy, kill thousands of seamen, that we're supposed to just go, well, sucks to be us, right? No. You go to war. You go to Congress and ask for a declaration of war, and you go to war. Now, is that the, and I'm using air quotes here, is that the fault of FDR? No, I don't put the fault on FDR, because any president would have responded the same way. But then there are things that are actually caused by the party in power, and that is, there's a causal link between their policies and things that are going wrong in the country. And that's what we're facing today as a direct result of outrageous government spending, horrific government spending, and all of this debt forgiveness, all of these policies that are causing working men and women to suffer when they go to the grocery store or the gas pump or wherever it might be, that's directly attributable to Democrat policies. And so Democrats have to pay the piper when it comes to voting on November 8th. So that's why this poll that shows, the New York Times Siena poll, that shows that 59% of the respondents said that the biggest threat to democracy was the mainstream media that's not telling us the truth. Well, what about election integrity in the mainstream media? I want you to think about that too. So when we get back, let's think about election integrity, because I know people screaming about election fraud, and let's throw Trump in there for fun. Stir that around and see what we come up with. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Working in IT, but he wanted more.
I knew I could make more money if I was certified.
His boss encouraged him to go to My Computer Career.
My manager knew that I'd be more valuable.
The experience was top-notch.
I was able to take classes on my laptop. Now I can work from home. You can get into IT within less than a year.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Check out My Computer Career. If I can do it, I know anybody can.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you goobers. Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everyone's having a good weekend or had a good weekend. We're talking about this New York Times Siena poll that shows that 59% of Americans have a strong distrust of the mainstream media. And in fact, such a strong distrust that they believe the media has become a threat to democracy. And a lot of you are yawning and going, oh, yeah, well, tell me something new. But let's think about what the implications of that are. Because it's hugely fascinating, and it's hugely dangerous. As far as election integrity and the dominant media and Trump, now, let's be honest. Trump's trademark is what? Hyperbole. It's the greatest ever. I hire only the best people. I'm the, you know, it's the best, it's the greatest, it's the grandest, blah, blah, blah. Hyperbole is his trademark. So as far as election integrity and the mainstream media and Trump, it's perhaps overstating that the election was stolen. But that's where many people are in their mindset. Now, I want you to, whether you believe that the election was stolen or the election was not stolen, I want you to set aside that for a moment. Now, come on. You goobers can do it. You're very good at this. Compartmentalize that for a moment. There is a healthy skepticism among Republicans who are indeed concerned that election rules, once being unilaterally changed just for the purposes of COVID, increased bulk mail balloting, and that affects election results. After all, some of the critical swing states were won by Joe Biden by very slim margins. Only about 43,000 votes across three states decided the election. And the dominant media that a majority of the public does not trust, did its damnedest to distract from these concerns by pointing to what? January 6th as the Trump card. Pun intended. That was their Trump card. And that's all we've heard about. January 6th, that's the greatest threat to democracy. Democracy almost came to an end on January 6th. Have you ever thought about how stupid that statement is? Let's just say, for example, that on January 6th, those doofuses had been able to completely burn down the United States Capitol. Would that have been the end of democracy? Would that have been the end of this republic? Would that have been the end of the United States of America? No, of course it would not have been. In fact, I can tell you, without giving away too many secrets, but one of my responsibilities as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security was to make certain that if something like that did happen, that the United States Congress, and for that matter, the United States Supreme Court, and for that matter, the White House, could continue to function by moving and relocating them to an undisclosed location. So even though they claimed that it was a threat to democracy, it was not. Have you ever thought, I want you to truly stop and think about that for a second. How many times have you heard, maybe some of your friends, January 6th was so bad. It was horrible. Really? Yeah. Well, it was a threat to democracy. And people just stop. And they just, okay. They never think it through. Was it truly a threat to democracy? No. Were they trying to overtake Congress? Well, no, because they didn't try to kidnap 435 members of Congress. I would say that if someone invaded this country, or there was some sort of wacko militia out there that decided to kidnap 535 members of Congress, 435 House members, and 100 U.S. senators, and then go kidnap 9 U.S. Supreme Court justices, and then kidnap the Vice President of the United States, or any group of those, I don't mean any group of, but I mean either the Congress or the Supreme Court or the Vice President, that might have been a threat to democracy, because that might have been the start of some sort of revolution. Because if Congress cannot function, then, yeah, at that point, the Constitution kind of goes out the window, doesn't it? But we didn't come anywhere close to that on January 6th. But we keep getting fed as if we're just mind-numbed robots. We just keep getting fed threat to democracy. And I'm not saying you don't do it, because most good critical thinking goobers do this. They think the next step. They think around the corner. They think, well, what do you mean threat to a democracy? How exactly was it? Just how exactly was that a threat to democracy? It wasn't. So the interesting point that this poll clearly demonstrates is that this country, you and me, 59% of us are probably more because some people just lie on polls, that the country is tired of being fed narratives instead of being told news in an unbiased way. The poll also asked respondents, how would you solve the problem of a threatened democracy? So if you think that there is a threat to democracy, whatever that is, what would you do? And the majority, and I mean super majority, 84% said we can fix democracy through laws and institutions, and 41% wanted to solve it democratically by improving laws, processes, and general systems. In other words, more than 100%. Because there's crossover. Think that the existing system is fixable. We just need to do it through our current and existing laws and institutions. Or we, the people, need to improve processes, need to change laws, need to change the general systems. The great thing that's most encouraging to me about this poll, well, actually two things that are really encouraging to me about this poll, is that a majority, 59%, think that journalists, funny word, that these talking heads and the dominant media are the greatest threat to our democracy, to our republic, I need to emphasize, because we're not a democracy, that the dominant media is the greatest threat and that the way to fix it is through us. Why precisely? Think about this. Why precisely are so many Americans worried about the state of this republic? Because they're worried that their political opponents will threaten the institutions that we actually cherish. You know, it's fun and funny. We're one of the few countries in the world where we can just viciously, I mean just viciously, mock and make fun of members of Congress, or the president, or the vice president, for that matter, the U.S. Supreme Court. And I've been known to do that myself. And I'm quite proud of it, too. Most countries, you can't do that. Or if you do it, you end up executed, or disappeared, or in some re-education camp. 47% of voters declare that former President Donald Trump, that he was a major threat to democracy. And 39% declared that President Joe Biden is also a threat to democracy. So, people on both sides of the aisle, depending on who's in office, think that those people who are in office are a threat to democracy. But shockingly, the institution they blame most for threatening democracy is the dominant media. Perhaps that's the biggest takeaway from all this data, that Americans don't hate each other, but they're polarized by a media determined to divide us one from another, whipping up madness where just concern and dialogue and discussion and actually civil debate about issues would suffice. Americans can feel it. All of which means that sanity might reign once again, so long as Americans reconnect with each other rather than believing everything they see on the news. And actually having questions and debates and conversations. And, I don't want to sound too new age here, but I would challenge you sometime this weekend, if you know someone who thinks that January 6th was truly a threat to democracy, ask them in a civil, friendly way, particularly if they're friends of yours. You don't want to piss off your friends. But even someone you don't know, maybe somebody at work, my challenge to you sincerely is this. Hey, I've heard you say before that January 6th was a threat to democracy. Can you, I'm trying to understand why you believe that. And see what they come up with. You don't have to argue with them right there. You don't have to debate them. You can just tell, thanks. that helps me understand where you're coming from. And then you can say to yourself, oh, my God, freaking crazy, right? That's not a threat to democracy. You've been fed the lies by the media. Americans have the hope of a thriving democratic republic. If only we can learn to just talk to one another, even if we vociferously disagree with each other, which I think a lot of people do. I think there is a sincere, legitimate divide between Americans on public policy issues. Some believe, for example, let's use government spending. Some believe in modern monetary theory and that, well, the debt that we owe is owed to ourselves, so it doesn't make any difference. So we can just go out and print all the money we need to and just do it. You know, if you took that, and some people believe that's crazy. I'm one of those that believes that that's crazy. But I would love to have a conversation with someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because I guess my training as a lawyer, I probably wouldn't talk to her much. I just have a lot of questions. Because I'd like to ask the questions to eventually box her into this. If modern monetary theory truly works the way that you say that it does, and that debt does not matter, and that we can print all the money that we need for whatever, then, hey, you know what? I'd like to just quit work. And I just like to make, you know, whatever I make doing my local radio program and this nationally syndicated program, I want to make that, but I don't have to come in from 6 to 10 on Monday through Friday and from noon to 3 Eastern on Saturdays. And instead, I just want you to send me a paycheck for that same amount. Can you do that? I wonder what her answer would be. Because that's the essence of modern monetary theory. The government can spend whatever it wants to, and it doesn't make any difference how much we go in debt. But you and I know that the more we go into debt, the more we owe. And even if we never imagine this, can you imagine the shockwaves through the world if suddenly we said, hey, this debt, this $31 trillion that we're in debt, we're just going to take an eraser and just wipe that out. That means all the bondholders who've invested in U.S. Treasury bonds would be wiped out. That means that every country who has invested in this country, countries like China and Europe and South America, who have all sorts of trade agreements with us, who depend upon us and actually buy some of our debt, it would create total worldwide economic collapse. But it only happens if you think it through. So that's why I say I'm not some new age hippie that, well, despite my old long hair, if you looked at that picture, I'm not some new age hippie that says we just need to get around the campfire and sing Kumbaya, but we need to have honest, legitimate, rational discussions, even with those who have wacko theories. And I would never say to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to her face, although I think she is wacko, if I was truly trying to have a conversation with her, I'd tone the language down and I'd say, Congressman Ocasio-Cortez, explain to me first how modern monetary theory works. And then depending on her answer to that question, I'd have more questions until, boom, I've got her boxed into a corner where she cannot explain why it would be rational for me just to quit work and the government just to send me a check for, I don't know, you know, a $1 million a year. Yeah. This poll shows that Americans are not stupid. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael in your message to 33103. Go to michaelsweekendshow.com to find out all the information about the program. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm so glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. So we've talked about this New York Times CNN poll that shows that a majority of Americans believe that the mainstream and the dominant media is the greatest threat to American democracy, to the American Republic. And we've also discussed how there is a huge shift in people that believe that the president is responsible. Many people believe Donald Trump was responsible for things. Many people believe that Joe Biden is responsible for things. But the point of all of this realignment going on, is that there is the potential. Now, I think there will be, let me define a couple of things for you. First, there's a wave election. And a wave election is where you have, as the votes begin to come in on Tuesday, November 8th, and you start to see as polls close on the East Coast, and they start moving across the United States, and gubernatorial races start to go from blue to red, senatorial races start to go from blue to red, or they stay red to red, and you start to see more and more red as it spreads across the United States. That's a wave election, because that indicates that there is such huge turnout, and the turnout is falling on the side of the Republican Party, that you call that a wave election. But there's another term, and it's called a party realignment. And I actually think there may be a party realignment going on that may not manifest itself completely in this election, but it could be the start of party realignment. You know, the greatest party realignment that I can think of in American history was the political realignment of black voters that began at the close of Reconstruction, that gradually accelerated in the early 20th century, that was pushed by demographic shifts such as the Great Migration and by black discontent, while the increasingly conservative racial policies of the Republican Party in the South that benefited blacks and the Democrat Party that continued to do all the old Jim Crow stuff. Now think about what I just said, because you could take that and you could apply that same kind of phenomena to what's happening today. You start to see people that are unaffiliated break for conservative policies. Maybe not necessarily for conservative politicians, because they may still be holding their nose to vote for I got to vote for a Republican, that's awful. But they're recognizing that the policies of the Democrat left are what's hurting the country. So they hold their nose and they start voting red. Republican. That's what happened at the close of Reconstruction. And then that realignment, post-Civil War, was also pushed by demographic shifts. Now, what demographic shifts are taking place right now? Latinos, Hispanics, are breaking for conservative and Republicans. And the more that continues, the closer we get to a potential realignment election. It could be in the works. Mark my words. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you tired of eating bland-tasting shrimp from every other country besides the good old USA? 95% of shrimp consumed in this country come from overseas countries like China and India. Before you settle on imported shrimp, why not feed your family a quality product that supports hard-working American fishermen by ordering from U.S.-based processor Biloxi Shrimp Co. With Biloxi Shrimp, there is a difference. Whatever type of shrimp you're craving for your cookout, cocktail, or family dinner, Biloxi Shrimp offers the highest quality wild-caught shrimp by experienced American shrimpers, direct from the Gulf Coast, out of the plant, and to your door. The owners, Mark and Jonathan, they've been doing this with family for generations. You won't be disappointed. Order from BiloxiShrimpCo.com and you will taste the love and heritage of the Gulf Coast in every bite. Here's a limited offer. Order today at BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order. Do it today and you'll be hooked on Biloxi Shrimp.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday's $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Republican National Committee has filed a lawsuit against tech giant Google, alleging the company has been suppressing its email solicitations ahead of November's midterm elections. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The lawsuit filed in California Friday evening accuses Gmail of discriminating against the RNC by unfairly sending the group's emails to users' spam folders. They complain it's impacting both their fundraising and get-out-the-vote efforts in pivotal swing states. Google denies the allegation and contends its algorithms are designed to be neutral. But a study released in March by North Carolina State University found that Gmail was far more likely to block messages from conservative causes. Ken Lorman reporting.
Midterm elections now, less than 3 weeks away, and there are a lot of tight races around the country. One of the most watched is in Georgia. That's where former football star and Republican Herschel Walker is trying to unseat the incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock. Robert Cahaly, the chief pollster of the Trafalgar Group, says even with a smear campaign against Walker from the media, he could turn that seat, but probably not on Election Day.
He plateaued just about 2 points behind Warnock before the debate. And I expect the next time we look at it, I just saw a landmark at him even. That would not shock me to have him even or Walker back up. I mean, I think this will be going to a runoff.
If neither candidate gets 50% or more of the vote, it has to go to a runoff in Georgia. Former ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell told the Salem Radio Network many Democrats are running losing campaigns because they're focusing on the wrong issues.
We see over and over and over the Democrats are trying to push, you know, issues that really do not matter to the American people.
And Grenell told the Salem Radio Network this week, Republicans are connecting more with voters by focusing on issues like the economy and high inflation. More from townhall.com.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-549-8866. That's 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
A federal judge in Fort Worth, Texas, says relatives of those killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX jets are actually crime victims. Correspondent Tim McGuire has an update on the case.
Federal District Judge Reed O'Connor ruled that the relatives of people killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX planes are crime victims under federal law and should have been told about private negotiations over a January 2021 settlement that spared Boeing from criminal prosecution. O'Connor wrote, but for Boeing's criminal conspiracy to defraud the FAA, 346 people would not have lost their lives in the crashes. Some of the relatives are pushing to overturn the government's $2.5 billion agreement with Boeing. The first crash in Indonesia in October 2018 killed 189 people. Another crash 5 months later in Ethiopia, killing 157. I'm Tim McGuire.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A man who attacked U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin will be released to rehab. Correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The man who accosted Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin at a campaign event in western New York will be released from jail into an alcohol treatment program. A federal magistrate judge agreed to allow David Jacobonis to enter a treatment program administered by the Veterans Administration. He will then be transferred to a halfway house. The attack on Zeldin, a congressmember from Long Island, who is challenging Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, occurred July 21st at a campaign rally near Rochester. Attorneys for Jacobonis have said he was drunk and only reaching for Zeldin's microphone to stop him from talking. I'm Norman Hall.
Wall Street capped a volatile run for stocks with a broad rally on Friday, contributing to sizable weekly gains for the major indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up almost 750 points. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon, or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everyone. Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm just grinning. We were laughing. Jamie and I were laughing about, just as a little sidebar, let you know some of the inside baseball. So, I broadcast from Denver, which is my home station here in Freedom 93.7 or AM 760 Freedom. And I also do on 630 KHAL. But anyway, so this building, this iHeart cluster is Bronco country, the Denver Broncos. And a story just popped up in my feed that Russell Wilson, who used to be the quarterback for Seattle, was brought into Denver to save the franchise, to save the team, and to make sure the team was going to win. And so far they're 2-4, which is not, I don't think, I'm not much of an NFL fan. I prefer college football. But I think even in the NFL, 2-4 is like, that's not very good. But the story that just broke, which made Damien and I laugh, is they paid, before he played one game, they extended Russell Wilson's contract and gave him $450 million. And the story is he's out with a hamstring problem for the game against the Jets this either Sunday or Monday. I don't know what day they're playing. And I don't know, it just struck me that you pay a guy, and I know injuries happen, I get that. But you think about how out of whack some things are. So we're paying Russell Wilson $450 million. And I told Damien that if Premier would pay him $450 million a year, that I would move to Los Angeles, and I would, for $2 million a year, I would wash his car, detail his car once a week for $2 million a year. And Damien started, but if I could get you for, if I was making, what'd you say, Damien, $400,000 a year or something, I'd pay you $2 a week, and that'd be a deal. And it's all about perspective. I mean, $2 million, I'd do a damn good job, too. Yeah. I'd get all of the McDonald's wrappers out of the back seat for him, and I'd scrub all the stuff out of the, I'd clean his car up. $2 million a year. I might hurt myself doing so. And if I do, I might still want to get paid. You know, we just have to get somebody else to clean the car, but I'd still want my money. That's kind of how football works, right? It's the perspective is just hilarious when you think about it. $2 million a year to wash his car out of $450 million. That's pocket change. That's not a bad deal. Because he, on the investment alone of $450 million, he could use that investment of the $450 million to pay me $2 million a year just to wash the car. And we think that's absurd when we take it outside the realm of professional sports. But you leave it within the realm of professional sports, and it sounds like, oh, yeah, well, that's fine. That sounds like a pretty good deal. Yeah, you want to play on the second string and we'll pay you $2 million a year to fill in occasionally? Yeah, okay, that sounds normal. But to wash his car? No, not. I digress, and I only digress because things like that fascinate me because we so compartmentalize the world that we take things going on over here, say in professional sports, and we never kind of try to, is there any way to relate that to, I don't know, public education or government or politics or radio or anything else? We keep everything compartmentalized and never realize how, when you think about those things and you change your perspective, it causes you to think to yourself, $450 million a year for a guy to, now, I understand the NFL is a business. It is not a game. I mean, they play a game, but they play a game for a business. And so they're there, and you're paid $450 million to play the game, and you can't because of an injury, and you still get paid, and you come in here to save a franchise, and so instead of 2-4, you'd think they'd be 6-0, but they're not. Now, in the rest of the world, in the business world, or for that matter, in the political world, if you're getting paid or you raise $450 million for a campaign and you lose, you come in second, or you're the CEO and your company keeps going down in stock price and down and down and down, and you lose market share where you once had, you know, a 6-0 market share, and now you have a 2-4 market share, yeah, you're probably going to get fired as a CEO. Different strokes, different folks, I guess. Just another way of changing your perspective. Speaking of $450 million, I don't know when, but at some point, we're going to realize that the Democrats started digging their own grave on inflation. And they are now engaged in a circular firing squad about inflation. Congressman James Clyburn, who is how would I describe James Clyburn? He was there when I was there. He's been there since dirt was invented. He's one of the, in my opinion, even though his policies, he and I disagree on policies, probably 180 degrees, he is nonetheless one of the smarter and more articulate members of Congress when it comes to public policy. He admitted something.
What do you say to people who say,
He admitted this week on MSNBC that all of the spending that they're doing is what's causing inflation. At the same time that Nancy Pelosi's going on CNN and saying, no, inflation was caused by Donald Trump. Inflation is caused because there's inflation in other parts of the world. That's the cause of inflation here, and we can't control that. And because of Russia and Ukraine, that's the cause of inflation. And I don't know, because Michael Brown passed gas or something, that's the cause of inflation. I mean, anything but us. It's anything but us, according to Nancy Pelosi. But listen to what James Clyburn said.
I say to people who say, boy, yeah, but Washington can talk about all these big programs and everything else, but I'm worried about the cost of food. I'm seeing the cost of eggs shoot up, chicken, gasoline, you know, coming now with the winter, the heating. I mean, these are all concerns that hit very directly to people who may say, you know, what's going on in D.C. doesn't think of us.
Great question. Now, I've always told politicians that I've either represented or worked for, or candidates that I've advised, or for that matter, witnesses that I've had in a trial, listen to the question. Listen to the question closely, but don't buy into the premise of the question if you disagree with the premise of the question. Because oftentimes questions are asked, just like this gentleman has on MSNBC. Look, all of this stuff's happening to ordinary Americans. They're not stupid. They go to the grocery store. They buy eggs. They buy bread. They buy milk. They buy whatever. And then they leave and they go out and they fill their car up with gas. And they watch the digital dial go round and round and round like it's one-armed bandit at Las Vegas or something, just hoping that it stops at under $100. Just hoping that it does. So the premise of his question is spot on. So what's James Clyburn's answer going to be?
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program.
Bam! So here's James Clyburn, the senior Democrat from South Carolina. So here he is on the dominant media, on MSNBC. I know they've only got 15 listeners, but those 15 listeners are all influential people from the Washington Post or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. And he's admitting. He's absolutely admitting that, we knew. You're new. You know, I think years from now, after the November 8 midterm elections, after the Democrats have had their fill of backbiting and finger-pointing, I think people that teach politics as political scientists in the universities will probably note the 2022 midterms as the election in which Democrats became the equivalent of flat earthers. Yeah, the earth is flat. Oh, you have all this evidence otherwise? We don't care. The earth is flat. You know they still exist, right? And you know there are still people that believe the moon landing was faked, right? Or that 9/11 was an inside job. Yeah. Well, how so? How will, in the future, we look back on the Democrat Party today and this horrible inflationary period that we're going through that is destroying the middle class, completely obliterating, hurting the poor, the lower classes, horribly? How will we know that they were flat earthers? By trying to deny the inescapable truth of going back to something that one of Bill Clinton's campaign managers said back in the race between George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, when James Carville famously said, "It's the economy, stupid." Because when it comes to elections, it is the economy. And I don't care how much they deny or misdirect or smokescreen or do anything, it's not going to make any difference whatever the Democrats do. And James Clyburn is speaking the truth here. It is the economy, stupid, and we knew it. That's the most frustrating part, is that they knew it. Before we go, I want you to know that if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or family member, but don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm, you need to learn about HERO non-lethal products. HERO is the maker of this award-winning HERO 2020, a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explodes on impact, covering the attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. All HERO products are concealable, and you don't need a carry permit to own or carry one. And right now, Hero2020.com has a new product. I've got this too, called Arrow. This looks like a small remote control. It shoots a very thick red sticky pepper gel that creates intense burning on any skin contact. And it also includes a 120-decibel alarm that alerts other people that you need help. It gives you time to escape your attacker or to put yourself in a defensible position because it incapacitates the attacker. Both of these products, though, are non-lethal. They allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I carry one. My wife carries one. I want you to get one and carry one for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, or anybody who needs extra protection. Go online to this website. Check it out right now. Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions apply. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and 8th Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, happy weekend. Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The rules of engagement are pretty easy. Mark these down. You want to send me a text message, just text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. And if you want to follow me on social media, stream this show live, find out where all the affiliates are, when it's carried, whatever you want to do with the program, everything about the program, simply go to michaelsweekendshow.com, michaelsweekendshow.com. So back to this economy, back to this discussion about the economy. So it really is, I mean, there are few phrases in politics. Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job, but we won't deal with that one. They just stick. And when James Carville said back in that 1992 election, whenever it was, it's the economy, stupid, he was spot on. When it comes to elections, it is the economy, and no amount of denial or misdirection or trying to convince you that the causes of inflation are somewhere else is just simply not going to work. And if you tie that back to our discussion in the first hour about 56% of Americans believe that the media is the greatest threat to our democracy. That means that all the goobers across America that have any brain cells whatsoever are thinking to themselves, first of all, we know what a threat to democracy is, and it wasn't January 6th. We think it's the media. And by the way, we also think and know that you're lying to us when you tell us that the Democrats' spending is not the cause of the inflation. Now, I think we should add in one thing just to make sure we're objective here. It was also the pandemic spending that Donald Trump did, of course, along with the Democrats, because that spending was also unnecessary, just as the quarantines and the lockdowns were unnecessary. But regardless of understanding, I think what fascinates me is, I think sometimes politicians think they're ahead of the people when the people are really leading the politicians. And while there may be a lot of people clamoring for, more government handouts or more government spending or more government benefits, I think those same goobers intuitively recognize. I think we do. I think we intuitively recognize that spending is actually going to hurt us in the long run, if not even the short. In fact, in this case, it was the short run. Boom. You cut off oil and gas production, and then you start doing all these rescue plans, and you throw trillions of dollars into an economy that's coming out of a pandemic shutdown. Well, of course you're going to have in huge demand, and you're going to have a astronomical amount of money floating around in the system. So you have too much money chasing too few goods with increased demand, not only because of the money, but because they're coming out of the lockdowns. So I think that people truly understood that was what was going to happen. So the people were ahead of the curve on this one, but regardless of that, Joe Biden and all of his fellow Democrats just threw caution to the wind when they ignored the inflationary warnings of Clinton Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, and of course of congressional Republicans too. In fact, congressional Republicans kept saying, don't do this spending. It's not going to help Americans. It's going to cost and actually hurt Americans. Republicans were telling the truth. Then what happens is, and I find this absolutely astonishing, when you look, and it's probably true if you have a you do have a congressional, because all 435 seats of Congress are up for re-election this year. So you know that you've got, unless you don't have a race running, because nobody's running against an incumbent, you've probably heard the ads where they talk about Republicans, they voted against all of these things to help Americans. Yeah, they did, because they knew it wasn't going to help Americans. You know, when Larry Summers, who at one time was the dean of Harvard and also the secretary of treasury and is now a muckety-muck on Wall Street, when he kept warning, and a Democrat, when he kept warning Democrats, don't do this, you're going to regret it. So they passed the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. And think about how stupid that's as stupid as the Inflation Reduction Act. The American Rescue Plan has done nothing to rescue Americans. It's put millions of Americans behind the eight ball. So I think Americans are learning. They're waking up to the fact it's okay to have a social safety net. It's okay to be able to help the poorest of the poor. But at some point you have to realize all of this money actually hurts America. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Aren't you glad you're listening? Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Tasting shrimp from every other country besides the good old USA? 95% of shrimp consumed in this country come from overseas countries like China and India. Before you settle on imported shrimp, why not feed your family a quality product that supports hardworking American fishermen by ordering from U.S.-based processor Biloxi Shrimp Co. With Biloxi Shrimp, there is a difference. Whatever type of shrimp you're craving for your cookout, cocktail, or family dinner, Biloxi Shrimp offers the highest quality wild-caught shrimp by experienced American shrimpers, direct from the Gulf Coast, out of the plant, and to your door. The owners, Mark and Jonathan, they've been doing this with family for generations. You won't be disappointed. Order from BiloxiShrimpCo.com and you will taste the love and heritage of the Gulf Coast in every bite. Here's a limited offer. Order today at BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order. Do it today and you'll be hooked on Biloxi Shrimp.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Goldleaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Goldleaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Goldleaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. Rules of engagement are pretty easy. You can text the word Mike or Michael in your message to this number, 33103. And you can always go to michaelsweekendshow.com, michaelsweekendshow.com, where you can find everything you need to know about the show, to follow me on social media and do all of that. So those on the left side of the political spectrum condemn colonialism with an incredible amount of righteousness, as if it were morally wrong of the hated British Empire to impose its culture and values by, I don't know, building railroads throughout Asia and Africa, and by, I mean, you know, British Empire also eliminated the slave trade that had existed since before recorded history. Now, once again, those on the left are being hypocrites, because the new liberal world order engages aggressively in its own colonialism, although the culture and values now imposed are very different, very different. I want you to think for a moment about what I just said. British colonialism eliminated the slave trade that existed since before recorded history. They built railroads throughout Asia and Africa. And were there some bad things that happened along the way? Of course, you cannot deny that. But they brought about a civilization that gave people an opportunity to prosper, to grow, and to improve the conditions of their lives, as opposed to the asshole conditions that they were living in. Well, the same thing is happening now. If you want to argue that colonialism is about going to a foreign country and imposing your culture on them, then the United States of America is engaged in colonialism. It's just that the culture and values are not in any way trying to improve someone's socioeconomic status, but to impose some very kind of bizarre cultural standards on these foreign countries. What am I talking about? Back in September, the Department of State, the United States Department of State, awarded a $20,600 grant to the Central Equatorian Norteamericano something, CEN, a nonprofit organization supported by the U.S. Embassy and the consulate in Ecuador to do what? Promote diversity and inclusion in the region. What does diversity and inclusion mean, according to the United States State Department? The project at CEN in Ecuador, which started on September 30th and runs until August 31st of next year, will include 3 workshops, 12 drag queen theater performances, and a 2-minute documentary, according to the State Department's grant listed. You can find this. If you ever want to just, you know, you're in a really good mood, and you say to yourself, self, you know, that damn Michael Brown said there's this website I could go to that would get my blood pressure up. It's called usaspending.gov. usaspending.gov. Go there and look at how your tax dollars are being spent. Now, the State Department is located inside the Beltway, in an area that's referred to as Foggy Bottom. Ironically, Foggy Bottom. Here's how Foggy Bottom's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, types that work for him, justify wasting our money in such an obnoxiously tasteless manner. Now, let me make clear. You know, it irritates me sometimes. It doesn't irritate me. Sometimes it irritates me all the time. I have to throw out these caveats. So the caveat is this. I've been to a drag show. Yeah, I found it kind of fascinating, kind of interesting. R2. But I don't want to shut down drag shows. I don't want to eliminate drag queens. I frankly just don't care. What I do care is that we're spending our money, because when they say the government money, it means you and me, that we're spending our money to do this in Ecuador under the stupid idea of diversity and inclusion. How about we just go down there and teach them to love one another? How about we just go down there and teach them that regardless of their religion, their sexual preferences, their whatever, that, you know what, they're all human beings, we should all just treat each other alike. That's not diversity and inclusion. Diversity and inclusion in this case is 12 drag queen theater performances. Maybe we should get a bunch of us goobers. We all go dress up in drag, and we go down there. I don't know what they pay. But, you know, might be a little extra cash, and Ecuador's a beautiful country. The grant to CEN, according to the website, is part of the State Department's public diplomacy program, which seeks to support the achievement of U.S. foreign policy goals and objectives. Now, before I finish the paragraph, let's just stop there for a moment. Explain to me. Come on. Text the word Michael to 33103. Do some explaining to me, because I want to know how drag queen performances support the achievement of U.S. foreign policy goals and objectives. I'm more concerned about what are our relationships and how are we doing with our enemies and our allies. When I think about diplomatic relationships, I guess that depends on what you define diplomatic as, but when I think about a diplomatic relationship, I don't think about a drag queen. I try to be diplomatic with a lot of things. Maybe what I need to start doing, instead of being diplomatic, I just need to start dressing up in drag. What's Brown doing? Well, he's just trying to be diplomatic. Back to the paragraph. I'm sorry, but it's so insane. It's just so utterly insane. Back to the paragraph. The grant to CEN is part of the State Department's public diplomacy program, which seeks to support the achievement of U.S. foreign policy goals and objectives, advance national interests, and enhance national security by informing and influencing foreign publics and by expanding and strengthening the relationship between the people and the government of the United States and the citizens of the rest of the world. The rest of the world? Let's go deconstruct that for a second. To advance our national interest, I challenge you again. The word Michael. And your message to 33103. What national interests are we advancing by having 12 drag queen theater performances in Ecuador? Oh, and some workshops, too. Or this one. I love this one. You do some explaining. You goobers, get off your butts. I know it's the weekend, but get off your butts and explain to me this one. It's also to enhance our national security. By informing and influencing foreign publics, and by expanding and strengthening the relationship between the people and the government of the United States and the citizens of the world. Drag queen theater performances are somehow enhancing our national security. Oh, you know what? Never mind. It just hit me. If we turn the rest of the world into drag queens, and they're all, you know, and we go to war with Ecuador, well, all the drag queens are going to have to get rid of their fake bosoms and get off their dresses and everything else and throw their wigs away before they can even grab their guns to, you know, come in and oppose us as we advance in and take over Ecuador. Maybe that's it. Maybe we're just trying to turn all these, you know, we could just take over the world by just expanding, having drag queen theater performances all over the world and just teaching the men all over the world to dress as drag queens, and then we can just come in and just take them over. That's the new American colonialism. And it's not my proposal. You can't say it's some right-wing nut job that Michael Brown's out there proposing we take over the world by going and turning all the other men in other countries into drag queens. That's not me. No. That's the current inhabitants, whatever those are, those creatures, those current inhabitants of the United States State Department. So the rest of the world, and you think about this, the rest of the world is now encouraged to think that we are repulsive, degenerate perverts. Or at least we're just weird. Or at least we're just like, okay, that's what you want us to learn about America? Drag queen performances? You know, the gay friends that I talk to about this kind of stuff usually just roll their eyes. Like, why are we doing this? Like, we just want to be treated normally. We just want to be treated like just any other human being. Isn't that what we all want? Why do we have to go export this kind of stuff? When you fly, for example, the gay pride flag over the American embassy in Kabul, that helped provide, regardless of what you think about gay men or women, when you fly the gay pride flag over the U.S. embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, that helped provide the Taliban with the public support they were looking for and that they needed to take over Afghanistan so instantly. It was just one more stupid thing that we did because we failed to recognize the differences in culture. We wouldn't go, think about this. Would you go or suggest that the American embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, that we go fly the gay pride flag over that embassy? It would be an affront. Oh, forget the Saudis for a minute. Let's go do it in one of our allies. Let's go do it over, you know, in Dubai. Let's go fly the gay pride flag there. It would be an affront to one of our allies. Or in Kuwait. It's insane what we do sometimes. But that's Foggy Bottom. That's what they do at the State Department. It's American colonial. It's modern American colonialism, but with the leftist cultural values that they're now imposing on other countries. So when those on the left side of the political spectrum start screaming at you about American or British colonialism, just say stop. Wait a minute. Because we freely admit that American and French and British colonialism had its warts, and it had bad things. But on the other hand, we were just simply trying to help improve people's lives. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'd love to hear what their explanation might be for somehow exporting drag queen culture to Ecuador. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. It's crazy. It's utterly crazy. Text the word Michael to and your message to 33103. Go to Michael's Weekend Show page, michaelsweekendshow.com, to find out all the stuff you need to go about the show. I'm going to try to rattle my brain back together, and I'll be right back.
Niner loved working in IT, but he wanted more.
I knew I could make more money if I was certified.
His boss encouraged him to go to My Computer Career.
My manager knew that I'd be more valuable.
The experience was top-notch.
I was able to take classes on my laptop. Now I can work from home. You can get into IT within less than a year.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Check out My Computer Career. If I can do it, I know anybody can.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual
results vary. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with.
Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. So speaking of the craziness going on in the world, too, it's just not doing the drag queen shows in Ecuador. No. A gifted, you know, nutcase goober can see a thought crime anywhere. It's 1984. We got thought crimes everywhere. For example, horticulturalist Tom Ogre looks at trees, and he sees botanical sexism. I know. You never thought you'd hear that, right? Botanical sexism. This article comes to us from NBC4, Washington, D.C. I don't want to play the soundbite. Let me just say what they say. This guy, Tom Ogren, says that city planners and urban landscapers prefer to plant male trees over female trees because they're easier to maintain. Well, of course we are. Male trees, I mean, anything male is easier to maintain because we just don't care, right? Hey, you're dressed sloppily. Yeah, who cares? Yeah, you need a haircut. Well, who cares? Hey, you know, your shoes are untied. Well, who cares? What do you want for dinner? I don't know. I don't care. Versus, I guess, female trees, which are more difficult to maintain. Let me read. It's not me. Don't at me. I'm just telling you what the story says. He says, city planners and urban landscapers prefer to plant male trees over female trees because the male trees are easier to maintain. The problem is the male trees might actually be making their allergies worse. The males produce millions of flowers, and each flower has hundreds of anthers that produce tons of pollen. The female trees produce seeds. They produce no pollen, he explained. But, he says, female trees do produce fruit and seeds, which litter sidewalks and streets, and that can just get messy. That's why he says that urban areas don't have many female trees, which means the pollen from male trees is not getting absorbed and instead ends up in the air. Oh, my God. Am I really doing this story? Is this what's really going on right now? Is this really true?
There's no gender balance in cities anymore. Everywhere I went, I saw this same phenomena, some places worse than others.
Tom Ogren is a horticulturist and author who coined the phrase botanical sexism. He claims city planners and urban landscapers prefer to use male trees over female trees because they're easier to maintain. The problem is it may be making our allergies worse.
The males produce millions of flowers, and each flower has hundreds of anthers that produce tons of pollen. The female trees produce seeds. They produce no pollen.
But female trees do produce fruit and seeds, which litter the sidewalks and streets, and that can get messy. That's why he says urban areas don't have many female trees, which means the pollen from male trees isn't getting absorbed and ends up in the air.
This is what I end up calling botanical sexism because it does impact allergies and asthma and other diseases as well because it just increases the pollen count.
Dr. Troy Baker is an allergist with Kaiser Permanente and says the types of trees and shrubs around us can make a big difference when it comes to our health.
Botanical sexism. You know, this is just exactly what happens when the federal government fails to regulate, I don't know, tree sexual equity. I'm calling today. You heard it. I am calling now on the federal government to go in and amend all of the Title IX rules and regulations, the Title IX standards for male and female athletics, for all of the non-discrimination acts, and include tree sexism and tree sexual equity in those statutes. We got to do it because, quite frankly, I've had really bad allergies, and it's apparently all those damn male trees out there. We don't have enough female trees, and we're doing the male trees because they're, quote, easier to maintain. But we know that. Males are just generally easier to maintain. Females are just high maintenance, right? I'm in such deep doo-doo here. But it's the truth. Females are high maintenance. And males, this guy's an expert. I'm only citing the science. It's the science, man. It's the science. And the science says that males are just easier to maintain. You know I get paid to do this? Yeah, you know I get paid to do this? It's hilarious. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm so glad to have you with me. You know, text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. And go to michaelsweekendshow.com where you can find everything about The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.